Okay, why don't we shoot?
I think he's offset. I've got the slate.
Let me ask you this. Before we get started, let me ask you this.
What?
When you're having a particularly stinky fart day...
now we're talking.
Do you revel... And I want you to be honest here. Do you revel in it?
No. I'm worried. Because every stinky fart could be a poop in my pants.
I farted as I was getting into my car this morning. I had to drop into work to do something, and I farted as I was getting in the car. Didn't think much of it because it wasn't a big fart. Didn't think, you know. And then it was a creeper, like the stink creeped
what
around
was it?
The car.
Cabbage, dim sims?
Probably the dim sims we had last night, but it was foul. Like if there was anyone else in the car, it would have been full, open the windows. It would have been super embarrassing. But because it was just me on my own, there was, out loud, this is what I said to myself. Oh, man, that is bad.
I never think, I've never smelled a fart of mine and gone, oh, man, that's, yeah. I've never done that because I don't know. I mean, I know that I fart, but that's the name of my book. I Know That I Fart, the Kelly Vistuka story. Because I know that I fart and I fart really loudly. However, I don't – like I am much more loud than I am stinky. Like I'll have stinkies every once in a while, but not like – like I've smelled other people's and like wanted to vomit because, you know, I'm like, oh, who farted? Oh, God. But my own – I've never dry reached or like been that disgusted.
I didn't dry reach.
No, but you know, I know what you're saying, but no, not from my own farts. Like the worst smell in the world though is following someone into the toilet who's done a massive stinky shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the seat's warm.
And men are really bad for that.
Oh,
and the
mate.
older men get, the worse it is. I don't know what's happening.
And sometimes I'll be sick, so I guess. And sometimes women, it just smells like iron in there. Mm. Like it's just like pennies. It's fucking gross. It's so gross.
When it smells in here.
I'm sickened, guys. I'm real
pennies
sickened.
From poo-poos. This is, should we just watch it real quick? The only podcast that will talk about pee-pees and pee-pees in the first 2 to 3 minutes of the podcast. I am
pee-pee in the pate.
Pee-pee in the pate. Pee-pee in the pate. I am Dr. Damien Gibson. I didn't go to 112 years of potty school to be called Mr. Thank you very much. And in the blue corner, it's the Italian Gelden. It's Kelly. Big whoop. Wanna fight about it? Here she is.
Yeah, I think I got, it's not a cold or anything. I think it's, I'm more like, I've got a cough and I got a bit of phlegm happening.
Yeah.
And I think I sound a bit weird today, but my body, the last 3 days, my body.
Flemish.
My body is like I've been hit by a truck. Like, oh, I can't even lift limbs. Today, my actual body feels better.
I can't even lift, bro.
Yeah, I can't lift, bro. You know, and I'm just trying to live in those streets, you know, doing my Beatles puzzle, just trying to fucking sort my shit. Watching lots of television because I had 2 sick days in a row. Thank you, Mother, for the rabbits.
Kelly's Beatles puzzle is if you had to shoot one of the Beatles, which one would it be?
No. It's let me take you down because I'm going to.
Hey, speaking of
buttholes.
Shitty Beatles. Yeah. So it's not just a clever name. are they any good? They suck. So it's not just a clever name.
Ain't got no reason for reaction.
She's a babe.
No, to dream river. I believe we're going to go through the night. Hi, Wayne.
Excuse me.
I'd like to get day now.
What do you want, you little dweeb?
What do you want, you little dweeb?
Should we just do the whole of Wayne's World? Let's see if we can get through the whole of Wayne's World.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get grab his heart out of his chest. So
why is it
see,
when you go?
So he can see how black it is before he dies. Why Actually, I've been thinking about joining the Union. Oh, okay. I can do that too.
Why is it when you kill a man in the heat of battle, you're a hero? But when you kill a man in the heat of passion, it's murder. Hello.
Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Take a look in here. What's going on in there? Oh, nothing. I just always wanted to open a door where people are training, like in a Bond movie.
I mean, it's a great film.
It's a great film.
It's a da ba da ba da 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 da. We went to Phillip Island last weekend to hang out with our besties. Cecile's and crew and the Knicks. And we made pasta. Well, I was.
We should mention Dara because we didn't say.
I said Seals and Crew.
Yeah.
Because that's Dara and their little girl.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks.
But you essentially mentioned everyone except Dara.
No, but that's. I said and crew.
Yeah, but that's not putting it.
Well, I got to go at this person, this person, this person, this person.
I just didn't want Dara.
You know, you give crews nicknames. Like they're. I mean, normally I refer to them the name of their street, which I won't say.
Dara.
So if they lived on, you know, Air Conditioner Road, I'd be like
Poop Street.
Yeah, Poop Street. So I'd be like, you know, so we've got Poop Street and the Knicks, you know. But I won't say where they live. But it's and then I feel
anyway, so we went to Phillip Island and we hung out with them cats.
And then it's just because they were like, we're making pasta for dinner. And then I joined in from the slicing it, you know, putting it through the machine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, it was delicious. Fresh pasta. I was like, I get it.
It did taste good.
What a great activity, though, just for like if you're going to like, you know, be hanging around on
good
a Saturday.
Good activity for kids, for little kids to they, get involved.
No, it sounds like it is, but they just fuck it up. Because you got to like really spin the thing fast and you got to grab it and separate it. If you hold the fettuccine, because you got to separate the fettuccine kind of thing. If you hold it too close, like in your fingers, it like touches because it's wet and it's got to dry. You got to like dry it anyway. I mean, this is why I remember. This is what
You've
I remember.
Got to run that wet pasta through your fingers.
That's gross. I'm telling a story. Shut up! It's not being funny. I hate sexy Damien
it's
like
pretty
that.
Pretty funny. Ooh, no, sexy Damien.
No, if you bring out sexy Damien, I'm gonna bring out Samantha.
Damn, bum, bum, chicka, chicka.
Love to love you, baby. I'll bring out Samantha. I'll be like, oh, I want to dry my pasta on those sheets.
I love how your Samantha-isms make no sense.
Well, that's what's funny about it. Like, I'll walk that dog any day. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you fucking interrupted me.
Story, pasta, you're making pasta, it's wet.
Fuck
kids.
You. Oh, yeah, no, I get it. Shut up. Listen, everybody. Listen, I'm speaking. And an adult is speaking. So now when we're making pasta, one of the things I did remember was growing up, we made pasta a few times with my mum. And just you saying, oh, it's a good activity for the kids and then me going, no, because I don't fucking – because they'll fuck it up. You can't let the kids do it. That I am my mother because that's exactly what was happening because I remember – when I was a kid going, oh, can I do – and mum's like, don't touch it. And my mum would just yell and scream at us not to touch it. Oh, no, you wet it. Oh, this – and it was just funny that my natural instinct was to go, no, only people who can do it properly can do it. It's not a kid's activity, which is exactly what my mum did to me. Sorry, guys. You catching my drift?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lena. Like, I have no, like, you're like so sweet and like, oh, yeah, kids, it's really fun. And I'm like, no, you got to do it properly, which is exactly like my mum. If you want to know what my mum was like, I love her very much, but she's the dad from The Simpsons when they made that little boy got his volcano made for him, you know, the science fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like puffing and he's like, and the kid's like, can I touch it? No, I've worked too long and hard for you to ruin this now. They got my name on it. Stand over there. No, further away. Over there. That was my mum.
But it's got my name on it. Why don't you have a little sip of water there, Cough McGee?
And I feel terrible. You talk. Yep. Let's talk about TVs and stuff.
Before we get to that, I just want to ask a general question. When did everyone start pretending that they like Oasis? When the fuck did that happen?
Ugh, gross. I hate them.
You know, as someone who bought their first single the week it came out, I just want to know when the fuck people... I can't handle bullshit.
People suck.
I work at a company that is involved in the music industry, and Oasis announced their tour in Australia during the week. And oh my God, the amount of people who, and I've worked there for a while now.
Gross.
Never.
Who cares?
Ever have I heard Oasis or even a band even close to Oasis come out of their mouth. Mm. And then boom, everyone's a big Oasis fan.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah, everyone sucks.
It's just bullshit.
It's bullshit. Yeah. Yeah.
And what, now you're going to go to this show and not know any of the songs except like two of them and pretend? Are you going to?
Yeah.
Is that what being in your 20s and 30s is? Everyone just lying to each other about what they like and what they don't like?
I think so.
I think that's what it is, right?
Everyone sucks.
And then there's this mass hysteria about like the, because it's a ballot pre-sale, so and it's actually been insanely popular, way more popular than I thought it would be. And
because you said from the get-go they're not going to sell out. I think
people didn't think they were going to sell out. It looks like they're very much going to sell out. And just to put this in perspective, I saw them the last time they played in Australia. Hung out with Noel afterwards, by the way. And well, not really hung out. I spoke to him.
I saw him on stage. We hung out for 2 hours. We had a beer. We had a beer, a cherry together.
They played a festival hall.
Oh yeah.
The last time they were here.
Yeah.
So I think you can understand where I'm coming from. Like, they played a festival hall and then I had a beer with Noel afterwards.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't exactly like they were fucking kicking the doors down of Australia when they were here, right?
Yeah.
And then you fast cut, you know, smash cut to, I don't know, 14 years later or whatever it is, and they're selling out, you know, Marvel and Acor Stadium in Sydney. And I think it's all on the back of everyone being whipped into a frenzy because of what happened in the UK. They haven't released anything new. Unless there's been this, like, two generations after me who are like, Oasis is the greatest band in the world. But I feel like saying, if you love Oasis, man, I've got some really good bands you could listen to. Like, if you like this, maybe you should listen to Blur or The Strokes or fucking The Killers or Kings of Leon or, like... You know, if you like dad rock guitar bands, you should check out Ocean Colour Scene.
Baby, come back. Do you know who the bassist in that film, in that song was? The guy who was playing the bass going.
What song?
Baby, come back.
No.
Ron Moss.
I don't know who Ron Moss is.
Well, you wouldn't. If you paid attention to soap operas, namely The Bold and the Beautiful. Oh, baby, come back.
Ron Moss, who also is Ridge. The star of Hard Ticket to Hawaii, one of the best, worst action films ever made.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting. Good for him.
Yeah, he's actually really fun in it. I think he very much realized how shitty a film it is and he plays it up. So we've got a slight change in format again. We've been playing around with the podcast the last little bit because various reasons. But essentially, we are just going to talk about what we've watched rather than forcing each other to watch stuff. More of an informal chat.
But I'm still going to go out of my way to watch new things. Like, I'm going to watch The Penguin and I'm going to watch... started watching Chaos.
I actually think we watched more... under these rules than we did forcing ourselves to sit down and...
Yeah, but next week I'm going to watch all the TV shows and movies. Fucking Wolverine.
Well, you know I'm going to watch the TV that has just come out.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that.
Well, we both watched Chaos, episode 1 and a little bit of episode 2.
I'm going to keep going. I like me likey, you know?
Mm.
Me likey. It's so gross when people say that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because like, it stems from a like a racist.
Oh, does it?
Thing, yeah.
Me I'm not likey.
Gonna, yeah,
I'm I thought not, it was more like a daddy, sexy like me likey.
I
don't.
I always thought it came from somewhere else, but anyway.
Oh, like an Asian.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But anyway, which is why I know.
Call in and let us know where being likey comes from.
Are we being misogynistic or racist?
Yeah.
Let us know on 1-800 go fucked. Fuck yourself.
Are we being misogynistic or racist?
It's one of the two.
You decide.
If Damien and Kelly are talking, it's one of the two.
No, it's really if Kelly's talking, it could be one of the two. It's not you. You're normal. You're nah, a you're
I'm woke, mate. Go yeah. broke. That's why I'm broke, mate. Because I've gone woke.
Go broke. Fuckwit.
I didn't hate. I just want to put this on the record because we had a bit of a spat about this last night. I just didn't feel like watching chaos last night. The stuff with the gods, I am interested. So, more Goldblum, more of his wife. Anything to do with the earthlings or stuff on Earth, I'm a bit checked out. But I will say this. The acting is pretty good for the most part, except for the main couple who are, like, I don't think either of them particularly good actors. The set design is good. The soundtracks are really good. You know, I like the idea of it. Of, you know, as sort of Romeo and Juliet. That's the way Seals described it to me. Of like, it's like Romeo and Juliet, but for Greek myths, you know?
Yeah.
So I might go back to it because I am a sucker for that sort of stuff. I liked American Gods. I'd had a fucking terrible week and I just don't think I was in the mood to watch anything narrative driven because I did kind of enjoy the first episode more. So I might go back and watch it as well. Goldblum is good in it, right?
I think he's got the, because he plays Zeus and Zeus seems like a very you know, he's in love with himself, self-conscious asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I feel like it's not a huge stretch for him to do that, but the danger that I have is that I'll watch one episode or something and then I won't go back.
Yeah.
And I feel like with this show, and I feel like you should take this journey with me, I feel like we need to go 2 and 3 before I decide I don't want to watch a show, I really got to make that call on episode 3. By episode 3, if it's fucked, I'm not going to finish it, but...
But why should I waste 3 hours of my life on a shit TV show just to make sure that it is a shit
TV
show?
Because sometimes you have to nestle in. You know what I mean? Like Seinfeld, the first season of Seinfeld wasn't great, but 2 and 3 are fucking on fire.
Yeah, most people started watching season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what? So by that account, you'll never watch anything because sometimes things need to find their feet. You know? But with this show, it gave me heaps to stay in because the Greek mythology stuff, I'm super interested in how that's going to play out and turn out. But also the world, the universe that's created where humans and gods are living together in a sort of today society where – and it seems like everyone's like, fuck the gods, you know. What have the gods ever done for you? There is a bit of that element of, socialism coming in and blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm on board. Listen, Ripley, we watched one episode of Ripley and then you didn't watch it after that. I finished it. Ripley what's his name? Andrew Thomas?
I can't remember.
Oh, anyway, the lead in that. I really feel like if you went back and watched, completed Ripley, I think that you would be like, what a absolute masterful show because it really is the absolute filmmaking dream of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I was captivated with the use of silence and mise-en-scene, but then sound to relay this story of this guy. you could go through 20 minutes of absolutely no dialogue, but you're watching something happen.
Hmm.
And I knew exactly what kind of person he was. And exactly, and it built the tension up. Ripley is probably one of the great, like when we do a recap at the end of the year, Ripley's up there as one of the best things I've watched this year. It's incredible filmmaking.
Yeah. I don't know. I you know, I'm trying to be more positive on the podcast because I don't think people want to hear someone whinge for 40 minutes. But I will say that, like, I am at a point where I don't know if I enjoy TV watching in 2024. I think things are too long. I think it takes way too long for stories to be told, and it gets in the way of me enjoying all the good stuff that's happening. I think I didn't check to see, but I think Chaos is at least 8 episodes, maybe 10.
I'll have a look.
Which means it's 10 hours. It's a 10-hour story or 8-hour story. That's a long time. That's a lot of time to devote to something when I've got a full bookshelf of books that I've barely started reading, video games I haven't played. Like, it's, I'm not, you know, I know it's a bit shit to just be dismissive of stuff all the time. I'm like, well, it didn't get my attention, but you know, I'm a middle-aged man who's got a lot of things I want to do before I die. And I don't know if I would necessarily want to sit around watching things that I don't enjoy just on the off chance that it might get better.
Well,
you know,
fair enough.
But there was enough. Having said that, the positives were there is enough in Chaos to keep,
like, 8 episodes.
I was thinking about this morning on the way into work. Yeah, so that's 8 hours of, like, the God stuff I'm interested in. I want to see more of Goldblum. That will probably draw me back in. The other thing I did think of like, is this the last show we see of Goldblum before he gets outed as some kind of monster? I just get that vibe like, you know what I mean? Of like, I this could be complete slander, and if it is, I apologize. Take me to court.
Not the but Goldblum.
You know what I mean? I just get that vibe of like, well, they're not making another season of Chaos because.
I think I heard maybe they were from CPAC.
That what?
Another season of Chaos is happening.
Oh, someone at work told me it didn't get renewed.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh, maybe that's what she was saying, where she said, I don't know how they're going to come back from it because the ending was quite good. But, well, no. I'll keep watching Chaos. We'll see. No big whoop. Want to fight about it.
Now I'm going to completely hypocrite myself, be a complete hypocrite. I have gone back and started watching Andor, the Star Wars show.
Sorry, what the hell is Jimmy doing? What is he doing?
What?
He's got his head on your lap.
Yeah.
But he's like looking into you as if he's like looking into a wall. Like, it looked like he was staring into a wall.
God, you scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would you be so scared when I'm saying, what's Jimmy doing?
Because my mum used to say things like, what are you doing? And it's hardwired into the back of my brain.
But I wasn't saying, what are you doing?
Anyway, let's talk about TV on this TV podcast. So I've gone back and started watching Andor on the back of an excellent podcast called A More Civilized Age. I've talked about it on the podcast before. Mm. I'm essentially, this is the only way to get me to watch stuff, is to make another podcast and talk about something at length in an interesting way, and then I'll watch it. I had watched the first 2 episodes of Andor. I didn't hate it. Went back, I've watched episode 3 and 4. They are excellent episodes of TV, not just Star Wars TV, of TV in general. The guy who made Michael Clayton with George Clooney and stuff basically wrote and directed this show. Wasn't the showrunner though, which is weird, but anyway. You do not have to like Star Wars to watch Andor.
Really?
No.
Because the fact that it's Star Warsian puts me off it.
It's just a sci-fi show. But in reality, it's really a show about like poverty and trying to get out of it and making your way in the world and a police state. It's essentially about working class people trying to rail against a police, like a militarized police state. That's the story. There's no lightsabers. There's no Jedi assist.
Okay, so I could be interested if it's like just a sci-fi show. Yeah, because I'm sick of this fucking shit.
It's what Disney should be doing. It's what Disney should be doing with Star Wars. Like, you've made your 9 Skywalker films now.
Yeah, get just, over it. Move on, guys.
Well, you've got to find another way to make money from it. I know they're not going to give up on Star Wars full stop because they want to keep putting that sticker on things. God, but
so boring. But I did see, you were watching it last night, and I did see that it had Stella and Stargardt in it,
mm-hmm.
who I love. He's like him and Werner Herzog. If whatever they're in, I'm on board.
Look, I am lying slightly. There is some slight crossover with the films, but it's so, like, with the first three films, but it's so distant. Like, Star Wars fans are going to be like, no, it isn't. I promise you, you do not need to know anything about Star Wars to watch this show. If you're just looking for, like, an easy watch sort of thrillery type show, you should check out.
Dude, Andor. I'll watch it just so I can see Boris from Chernobyl. That's Stellan. I think he's great, man.
It feels
he's got 8 kids. Who knows what they mean? That guy, he's got all these wives, 8 kids. He's fucking, he's got dick and everything. I like him.
I feel like Andor is the closest Disney Plus have got to, with Star Wars or Marvel, it's the closest they've got to like a prestige drama.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Keep on fucking beating that dead horse. Something will come up.
Well, this is from a few years ago, so I'm very late to the party on this. So if you haven't watched it already, which most people probably have, but if you haven't, check it out. It's really good. We haven't recorded for a little while, so I'm trying to remember what I haven't watched.
We watched Bar and Star. We went to Vista Del Mar.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on the last episode.
I don't think we did. Did we? I don't think we did. Well, let's just sit here and think about that.
Well, it was good. We'll just quickly talk about it again. I didn't know. I got this recommendation from an old episode of Action Boys, another podcast that I love. John Gabris, one of the hosts, talked about how it was a comedy that he didn't know anything about and he put it on and he laughed the whole time. And we did the same thing.
Dude, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar is fucking great.
It's really funny.
It's really fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
That chick that's in it, Annie Marmalou.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote it with Kristen Wiig, and she also wrote. Mate, she's done fucking. She's because it's funny.
Kristen Wiig is the star of this film.
Yeah, when I saw.
Well, co-star.
When I kind of tuned my eyes to her, she's actually got really small parts in so many films. Like, this is 40, Bad Moms, that kind of stuff. But she co-wrote Bridesmaid with Kristen Wiig.
Mm-hmm.
Bridesmaids is one of the most original scripts.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking dead set, one of the most original. And it's such a simple premise where it's like you feel like you're losing your best friend. And I fucking feel it. I feel this film. Bridesmaids is one of the best comedies. I'm not talking about female. I'm talking comedies. You can put all your fucking bullshit, like, what's it called? Like, you fucking, what are those films that have Adam Sandler and the fat guy from King of Queens in it? Like,
Grown Ups.
All your Hot Tubs, all your Grown Ups, Bridesmaids. I'm putting my hand out there. I'm pointing. Bridesmaids is one of the best comedies in the last 20 years. Hands down. It is incredible. And you know that there's the casting of it. As well, Melissa McCarthy is just like out of this world and all this stuff. But and that she's responsible for that. And in this film here, again, it knows exactly what it is. It is a dumb, silly film. Kristen Wiig plays one of the leads. Also, she plays the baddie.
Yeah,
which is great. And it is ridiculous and dumb. And that it's like the American version of Prude and Prude because they're like Barb and Star and they work in it. And if oh no, Barb and Star, hey no, I'm not going to do that.
They're from Minnesota, right?
Yeah, and they're just these really beautiful, sweet spinsters who are just best friends and they love each other and they're just these gentle, sweet humans who go on holiday and, you know, excitement and trouble ensues.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun film.
Yeah.
What a fucking fun film. Ugh, I love it.
And the guy, is it Jamie Dornan?
Yeah, from... Fifty Shades of Grey. He's great in it.
He's like the male lead in this film.
What a great
His comedic timing is actually really good.
He's excellent. Well, completely he's a proper
takes
actor.
The,
this is
completely
the thing.
Okay. He completely takes the piss out of himself.
Yes. He used to date Keira Knightley back in the day. So when she was coming up, they had been together for like 10 years. So these are like proper, like well-oiled drama school machines.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, 50 Shades was the movie that he did that's like, well, I'm set for the rest of my life with money. I've got a house. I've bought my mum and dad a house. Now I can do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So I bet you when they pitched this to him, they probably didn't think they were going to get him. And geez, he's good.
Yeah.
He's great. He's so good in it, man.
Yeah, the whole film is good. Also have watched a fair chunk of season 4 of Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Which I've been enjoying. I got to say I've been enjoying it much more than season 3. I felt season 3 was a bit of a snooze. The only thing that happens now, and obviously...
Who died in season 3 again?
Paul Rudd. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but had Meryl Streep in it.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I mean, she was in it, but... I suppose she wasn't in a fair bit. But the only thing the show... There's a lot of guest stars in it now, like a lot.
Mm.
And they do sort of tread the line pretty well of not getting bogged down with those people.
Mm.
But I watch Only Murders in the Building for the three protagonists.
Mm.
I'm not interested.
Correct.
I know season one when we talked about it, we talked about how much we loved all the side characters and how New York it was. But we don't even really get to see that anymore. There's no real shooting in and around New York. It's either in the building or on sets. I suppose my only, if I could ask for something, is that I would want to just see a bit more murder solving and a bit more of the main protagonist.
Mm.
I will say the casting of... the casting of the actors who would play these three in a Hollywood film is so fucking funny to me.
Eva Longoria is great.
Eva Longoria is really good in this.
And what's happening?
She's probably the person I didn't know the most.
And she was really fun because she plays the movie version of Mabel. But what is happening with Selena Gomez? I feel like she's honed in on like, you know what? It's so much like for her, someone said to her, you know what's really good when you act? The monotone you are, because these two other guys you work with are so out there, you have to be monotone. But it's like she doesn't open her mouth.
Hmm.
It's just what we're going to do. We're going to go, I can't believe it. Todd. It's so annoying. And then Zach Galifianakis as Martin Short. Ooh, Ritalin time. It's my Ritalin alarm, everyone.
You hear that? Yeah, we can hear it.
I'm going to snooze it so I don't forget it.
No, it's all right. You already put the audience on snooze by recording your alarm.
Eugene Levy as...
Eugene Levy as Steve Martin, Zach Galifianakis as Martin Short, and Eva Longoria as... But they not only are they fun casting choices for the main three, like they play dumb Hollywood people really well as well.
It's and Melissa McCarthy comes in. And
Melissa McCarthy is Steve Martin's sister.
I don't know how they filmed without laughing. Because you can see it on the script. You can see the character on a script. She's from Long Island. She's got nails. She wears leopard print. All that sort of stuff.
Loves Billy Joel.
Can
I just please talk?
Yes.
When Steve Martin presses her doorbell... And the doorbell plays the first six notes from Scenes from an Italian Restaurant for a Long Island auntie.
It's perfect.
It's just, I don't, like, it's a pretty obvious joke, but
it's
not just the joke, it's the doorbell they went out and got. I'm sure it probably fucking exists for real.
Of course it does.
It's so tacky and gross, like, bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. I can't do the doorbell.
Years ago.
Imagine a doorbell MIDI version of Billy Joel's most Italian Long Island song.
It's really fucking good.
And they keep ringing the doorbell throughout the episode. It plays like seven times.
I have to stress to people, so everyone understands, is that it is a massive deal for if you are from Long Island, you love Billy Joel. You don't just love him. It's like the way Australians feel about John Farnham. You fucking... Except you. You don't like John Farnham?
It's fine.
Anyway, Billy Joel to people from Long Island is like
blood. I like John Farnham's politics. Okay. Put it that way.
It's like blood. You know what I mean? Like Billy Joel, Billy Joel. If you're from New Jersey, it is the boss, Bruce Springsteen, all the fucking way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really, like, I have to stress, years ago I dated a guy from Long Island and I never really was into Billy Joel. Holy shit. Did I listen to a lot of Billy Joel? Like, I was like, this is obsessive, right? Like, and he goes, no, 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 we all love it. Like, he explained it to me. And then I asked Jersey friends, I was like, who's better, Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel? And they're like, is that even a question? It's the boss. I'm like, all right, that's real. But that's why that thing is so funny. But also, how did they act alongside Melissa McCarthy without? Because on paper, it's a character, but she adds... There's just little bits where she's like walking away and she's got a crush on Martin Short, where she just like grabs his hand and then walks away. It's like a little asterisk. It's like a little asterisk on top of an E where you're just like, fuck, how do you like not
improvisation.
Laugh? She's just adds so much to it where it's so much funnier. And I don't know how you act...
Yeah, I don't know. That.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was just looking at the levels for 1 second. Relax.
Thank God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, thank God. Jesus Christ. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
All right. We might need to wrap up so I can take a Ritalin.
Only Murders. It's fun.
Martin Short is a fucking gift to this world.
Man. Every time we watch... He really is. There'll be a time every couple of episodes where one of us will say to the other one, like,
God damn.
Fuck Martin Short's great.
He's great. Listen, he's so I don't give a fuck. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I want you to go on YouTube. I'm losing my voice. Go on YouTube and Google Martin Short on David Letterman and watch. Oh, no. The TV is about to play Martin Short on Letterman.
grab the remote, quick.
That's no, it's all right. But just I just said.
If you don't like Martin Short or you've never really got into him, go to YouTube and type in Jiminy Glick interviews Bill Hader.
Oh, my God.
And so then watch that and then type in Jiminy Glick interviews Larry David. If you're not a fan of Martin Short by the end of those two interviews, I don't know what. You're clinically dead.
What do you want?
You need to drive yourself to a hospital because you're dead. You're dead.
The David Letterman one, it goes for like 40 minutes. And this is over 20 years every time he's
Martin
been on
Short's appearances on Letterman,
it's over 20 years. And he is just, if there was an angel on earth, because he is just so charismatic and beautiful. Do you know how much of a good guy he is? How much of a fucking amazing person he is? Years ago, he was on a... interview like a morning show promoting some movie. Have you seen this footage where just all right? So this is to tell you. So he was on this morning show promoting a film years ago, and his wife had just passed away. And that absolute idiot who was hosting, who's a famous person, I don't know if it was like Katie Couric or one of those people, and they were like, oh, you know, blah blah blah, the film, and then she's like, oh, your wife must have loved it, and he was like, yeah, she did. Oh, I mean, did she just blah, blah, blah? Yeah, well, and you could tell he kind of like paused for a second but still answered her questions and didn't let on. She didn't realize his wife had passed away and was asking him about his fucking wife. But so that she didn't feel bad, he didn't correct her and go, well, actually, my wife passed away. And then because the interview was her years later going, one of the biggest regrets, you know, awful, do your homework, you fuckhead. But like, oh my God, what a amazing human. Just to make her feel bad, but an angel on this earth, Martin Short. Everything he does is absolute, just love him.
Yeah, well, the Bogans are out because I can hear bandsaw, so it's time.
I can hear lawnmowers, bandsaws.
That's the time to no more artistic aspiration around here, guys, because the Bogans are out. One more thing. On YouTube, subscribe to David Letterman's channel, or the Late Show with David Letterman channel. He's just releasing like fucking everything on there.
Really?
There's like, yeah. They're just
sick.
The other day I watched like four interviews with Tom Waits back to back, like one from like 81, one from 87, one from 96. A whole bunch of Pearl Jam performances on there, like every time Pearl Jam perform, he's literally just opening the vaults and letting everything out. So, yeah, that is like if you loved so cool. Letterman in any shape or form, just go on his YouTube channel. You can literally sit there for 6 hours and watch it.
Can I just, I'm going to tell you, do you know, there's a few people that have never been on Letterman. Do you know who one of them is? Big movie star. Huge. Huge movie star. I'll give you three guesses. Never went on Letterman. They asked him a million times, wouldn't do it.
Jack Nicholson.
Don't know if that's true.
Marlon Brando.
Could be. They could be true, but that's not who I'm thinking of.
Not the one that you're thinking of.
No, I'm thinking of like one of the biggest stars in the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years?
Like he's been a star for years, but the last few years he's really upped it up. And he's hot as shit.
Ryan Gosling?
No. He's one of the Oceans people.
Oh, Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Never been on Letterman.
I think I know this story.
Yeah, never been on there.
Which is weird because Clooney was on there all the time and Pitt and Clooney are like best mates. There must have been... Did Letterman make a joke about...
Was Jack Nicholson ever on...
Nicholson didn't like doing... It might have been the only place he would do it because he didn't really like doing
press. I feel like... Michael Keaton was on there.
Michael Keaton and Letterman are friends, so Keaton was on there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't see any Jack Nicholson either. Didn't like it.
No, I don't think it's Letterman in particular. I think Phil Nicholson and Brando was just doing press, full stop.
Yeah, but also Michael Keaton. Oh.
Man, he's the best. Right. He's the best.
Are we going to give grumps? I want to give Barbara and Star grumps. I want to give it four grumps.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it three.
Three?
Yeah.
Only three? Sorry, my Ritalin thing I went off again.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for sticking with us. I know we've been...
look at Jimmy laying on his dad's lap.
Ducking in and out with stuff. We'll be going fortnightly with this... Stokes. We'll be going fortnightly with this format from now on. So God damn it. It sounds like that lawnmower was coming into our lounge room. Anyway, we love you very much. Rate and review, tell your friends, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode.
Come on, Jockey.
Should we just watch it?
Okay, I love you. Come on, Jockey.